From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Hard to run an airport when there's not a lot of planes landing.
Yeah, that's true. But just quickly before we talk about the airport, who knew that that many people got their news off Facebook? I mean, you know, that's bizarre. I thought it was all cats, dogs, kids, you know, dodgy selfies and your latest meal. And people
well,
getting
you say
their news off Facebook.
Yeah, but we don't know. I mean, when you say you got it off Facebook, the fact that you scrolled past it doesn't mean you got anything, does it? It just means you were staring at your screen.
Fair enough. Let's talk about the airport anyway. I remain amused. Auckland International Airport, the world's changed. I want to talk about a couple of companies, Mike, that have been affected very much so by the, or they've borne the brunt of COVID-19. Auckland International Airport, the world's really changed for it, hasn't it? This is their result for the first half of the financial year 2021. So look, at a headline level, looking at the numbers, they reported net profit of 28.1 million. That's down 81%. But there's a net, if we look at a net underlying loss of 10.5 million. Now, why two numbers? Well, you've got to make a whole lot of adjustments to try and make some sensible comparisons from year to year to remove all the sort of one-off type factors, things like maybe property valuations. Now, to boil this down to a very sort of simplistic appraisal, oh, and by the way, Mike, the result's probably a little bit better than expected, but a very simplistic appraisal of the airport. You've got planes and passengers that generate income in a myriad of different ways, you know, paying for parking and going into shops and landing fees and all that sort of stuff, and it's got a property portfolio. Now, the property portfolio obviously is still there. It has recovered some domestic travel, but not international travel. So, and it is taking advantage of this period of low numbers to upgrade some core infrastructure. But just to give you an idea of the change that this business has had to sort of has had to deal with, passenger numbers in total down 73%, which is obviously a pretty startling number, but international passengers down 97%, domestic down 45%, revenue down 65%, and as I said before, reported profit down 81%. So this is an incredibly dramatic change to your business. Understandably, no dividend. What's going well? Well, the property revenue's increased. It's up 2.4%. They have got new commercial developments going on. That commercial property portfolio now worth $2.4 billion. I think the folks out at the airport, Mike, will be heartened by the speed of the rollout of vaccinations in some of their key overseas market. And it does start to shine a light on a possible return to some form of normality around international travel. But the big question is when. The first milestone will be two-way quarantine fee travel across the Tasman, because I'm sure there'll be a surge of pent-up demand when that's possible. So that's the first step back to normality. The airport yesterday said they don't see that happening this financial year. That's before the end of June, but I think they're hopeful after that that there might be some progress there. Share price down 7 cents yesterday, $6.90 was the close.
And then we got SkyCity.
Yeah, look back over the last 12 months, they're another company materially affected by COVID, and throw in also the lingering and lasting effects of that fire in 2019 as well. SkyCity actually highlighted four significant events for them in terms of their business. The fire in October 2019, the Auckland car park concession transaction where they sold that concession, COVID-19 fairly obviously, and the settlement arrangement with Fletcher Building, which relates to the construction of the New Zealand International Convention Centre and obviously all the delays there. The result was actually pretty good given the circumstances. Earnings probably a bit above expectations. Normalised net profit after tax, $43.7 million, down 41% on the previous period. If you look at the actual reported number, it went to 78.4, which was down from 328. It's a big move there. Lots of focus yesterday, Mike, in terms of the calls on international business, because there's been issues with alleged money laundering across the Tasman through Crown Resorts casinos. Now wondering whether or not that will impact over time in Auckland as well. Still looking for growth from their fairly young online business. They've got 30,000 customers on that. Share price up 1 cent at $2.88.
Give me the numbers.
The US market a little bit weak. Unemployment there, numbers kind of spooked the market a little bit. The Dow Jones down 248 points, 31364. S&P 500 down 39 points at 3891, so around 1% fall there. The NASDAQ down 1.2%, 13,792. FTSE 100, 6617, down 1.4%. Nikkei, 30,236. Shanghai Composite, 3675. The ASX 200, 885. The NZX 50 closed down 40 points, 12,633 on the currencies, 0.7201 against the US, 0.9292 Aussie, 0.5962 Euro, 0.5160 pounds, 76.11 yen, gold $1,776.12, and Brent crude $64.40.
Sensational. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.